So I'm guessing that Ai Weiwei did not come here, and so that this is in part an artistic act on your side, because the way I understand things, and I'm not even close to being a curator at an art museum, is that the artist has certain specifications, and it's measured out, and it's carried out exactly how they want. How did it work in this case?
In this case, I had quite a bit of liberty. You know, you send all of your drawings off to his studio, and they review them, which is what we did. But he gave me quite a bit of liberty to choose the layout and kind of how I'd put that together. One of the things that interests me the most inside of the show and the way in which I put it together was I had this fantastic time where I went through his Twitter feed and began to read various tweets of his. It's a fascinating feed to go through. Both that and his Instagram feeds are they're sort of mesmerizing. He's such an incredibly concise thinker. He's a very interesting, very clear-minded thinker. So one of the quotes that I chose, I think, is revealing to your question, both because it applies to me as the curator, but also to you as the visitor, is this one, which is on the end of the wall here, which just reads, "It's never about me. My supporters use me as a mark for themselves to recognize their own form of life. I become their medium." And I think this is a really, really incredible thing to hear. And people love to criticize Ai Weiwei. They love to criticize all sorts of artists that become really famous. They become branded. It's just basically this giant machine which is out there, which is promoting their name. There's a sort of narcissistic, you know,
Vibe,
whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And again, I think we end up really misunderstanding Ai Weiwei when we apply that logic there. Because I think that we really are looking at someone who is producing work which is, in essence, for everyone. There's this incredible invitation to, it's almost Zen-like, right? What are you going to make of yourself by looking at this material? How does that become a mark of who you are in that time and that place? Can it serve as some sort of a seed around which will crystallize some sort of an understanding, some sort of a clarity, in this particular case regarding human rights and with regard to how we relate to huge tectonic forces of the earth and how do we understand the importance of children. Again and again, he feels so strongly about children and about the fact that they have these sort of they're fundamentally different from grown-ups. They require, you know, sort of this, they require our vigilance and our protection and everything that we can do to make sure that they develop in a way where they have the greatest opportunity to make what it is of their life that they can. So I took those quotes and I placed them there. I have three of them in this room. But then what I decided I would do, and you know, when you get an Ai Weiwei show, it's a pretty cool opportunity to think about the whole narrative arc of your whole institution. So I called a friend of mine who's a print dealer out of New York, and I asked him if I could borrow a bunch of his Goya prints. And I curated a big show for him a few years ago, so I knew he had them. And he said, "Oh, sure, you know, that would be great." And the reason that I wanted Goya was that I see Goya as being a mind that's actually very similar to Ai Weiwei. It's just from a very different time, a mind that didn't shy away from, you know, really difficult subject matter, political subject matter, and really looking at the ways in which humans respond to times of incredible turmoil, respond to each other, how do they treat each other, you know, what are the myriad ways in which we abrogate our responsibilities.
And all that, yeah, with a very legitimate sense of duende.
Yeah, there, nice, I like that.
Yeah.
So what I did was, in this room over here, is I've got a whole set of his prints. They're selected from the Caprichos, a series of prints, and the Disasters of War. And then I began to mix into those other quotes by Ai Weiwei. So that you begin to have a sense that these quotes actually apply to this, and you get a little bit of a mix-up. And this is something that's fairly common practice at this point in the modern art museum, where we're getting, you know, contemporary artists whose work is being placed into historical shows and vice versa. You know, big Henry Moore sitting inside the Egyptian wing or some sort of thing like that.
Right.
And it allows for a certain form of continuum to be forged. So I wanted to have that type of a continuum forged back into that other show there.